This is KMBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. Alaska's governor announced a 182-line-item veto to the state operating budget. Those cuts include more than $2 million for public radio and $600,000 for public television. During a news conference in Juneau last week, Governor Mike Dunleavy spoke about his cuts to public radio and television.
We believe that with the number of stations, both radio and TV, and just given our fiscal situation, it's really the fiscal situation that's driving the need to reduce the budget. And we believe that people will still be able to access programs through other means. We still keep intact the emergency broadcasting aspect of the public radio or public media.
Requests to the governor's office for comment were not returned by this story's broadcast deadline. Alaska Broadcasters Association provides assistance and addresses matters of common concern to the Alaska radio and television industry. President D.D. Kachari says the cuts could heavily affect rural stations.
There's going to be a ripple effect throughout the whole state of Alaska, especially those rural areas. And whether we're looking at equipment needs, personnel needs, programming needs, the weather, the emergency alerts, that's the big fear, is that we'll all go away.
Kachari is also the general sales manager and station manager for three commercial stations in Fairbanks. But she says the cuts to public media would affect Alaska broadcasting as a whole.
Whether or not you're a public broadcaster or not, it's definitely impacts broadcasting in general, because what we do is so important and vital to the various communities, period.
About 27 licensees would be affected by the cuts. Overall, each public radio station stands to lose about $70,000 in state funds. The loss of the state funding could also impact the number of dollars the stations are able to secure in federal funding. Stations must often secure non-federal funds to be eligible for federal monies. Overriding any one of the 182 line-item vetoes will require the support of at least 3/4 supermajority vote by the legislature. KCAW's Robert Woolsey contributed to this report. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.